It's time to talk Black Bear Hockey. Our Black Bear Reports brought to you, as always, by Bennett Auto Center, 24 Thatcher Street in Bangor. We're joined by the head hockey coach of the Maine Black Bears, Ben Barr. Ben, good afternoon.
Hey, guys. Good to have you. Thanks for having me on.
Great to have you on with us. Coming off a big weekend out at Nebraska Omaha, you came up short, but overall, how did you view that weekend?
I mean, there's definitely some positive things to take away, but the reality is we went into the third period tied both nights and lost. So, you know, we have to learn some lessons from that. I thought we came a long way competitively speaking, as far as I thought to a man, everyone that dressed both of those nights, brought their competitive level up. And that's, you know, after the week before, that was really our main focus going in, because we weren't very competitive in our exhibition game. So there were some good things, but, you know, we have a long ways to go, and we're going to keep working at it.
No games this weekend. You're getting ready for Sacred Heart next weekend. What's the focus during practices between now and then?
It's actually kind of nice to have this time after playing a few games, because the things that we need to work on become glaringly obvious, and so it's nice for us to X's and O's wise to be able to work on some things more in depth than when you're going every week. Everything that we're asking our players to execute on the ice is, for the most part, pretty new to them. You know, every coach is different in how they want to play. So, you know, it sometimes is, gets frustrating when you make mistakes on the ice. But, you know, then you have to realize, like, this is everything we're doing is a totally different philosophy than probably what they're used to. So, we have to be really deliberate in what we're teaching and how we're practicing.
Well, as much as you're bringing new, you have Danny Perez, who was here recently, was a student of mine, a tremendous young man. You have Alfie Mishu, so you have some connection with some of the players going back that period of time. Is that helping you understand some of the guys that maybe they've been around a little longer, or the Quinlevins, the Spicers, guys that have been here a while? Is that, are you able to talk to them maybe in a slightly different way?
Yeah, I mean, it's very helpful to have people, and we have other people in our program too, Paul Colina and Shannon Coley and Kevin Ritz, our equipment manager. So there's people here that help me understand, you know, how things have been done and how, you know, this might be different from the way things have been, you know, the past, you know, whatever, 5-10 years. And the players are good resources for that too. So it definitely helps to have people that have been around, just to try to get an understanding of, you know, how much different it might be for the team, compared to what they're used to. And then you can, kind of read the room accordingly.
Well, you have, as any coach at Maine has, the challenge in recruiting that it's not easy to get guys here when we're playing, that we've recruited further and further afield in the last several years. You have a reputation as being an excellent recruiter. Do you think the focus will continue to be a worldwide focus looking for players, or are you looking at it in any kind of a different way?
I think I do look at, we'll go anywhere to get players. Hockey is, it's getting more and more popular, you know, in non-traditional areas. So there's players everywhere, you know, especially in the United States. Down south, there's more and more hockey players that are making it to, you know, on our level and beyond. For me, on the recruiting side, it's really taking care of what we do within our program on a day-to-day basis. Cause my experience, like people say that, I have had a good job recruiting or whatever, but the best recruiters are your own student athletes and your own people that are in your program. So if your players feel they're getting better and they're part of a winning program or a program that's getting better every day, recruiting takes care of itself. Because then they'll communicate that to their, for hockey world, it's a very small world. They'll communicate that to their buddies that are playing junior hockey or midget hockey or wherever you know, people that they know, you know, like, hey, something really positive is happening here at the University of Maine. You know, like, it's, we should check it out. Because my experience is that it gets, what, recruiting is much easier when you have the right players and people within your program, because it kind of, then the culture kind of sells itself.
What's the biggest adjustment been for you becoming the head coach?
It's kind of been a lot of this stuff, you know, like these are things, you know, get jumping on the radio and, you know, new, different news broadcasts and, you know, newspaper stuff. Like, you don't have to think about that as an assistant, you know, right. you're thinking about hockey all day, every day. And, you know, so for me, it's been, you know, can I manage my time more effectively? And, you know, especially up here, because, you know, Maine hockey is, you know, there's a lot of people that love it or are interested in it and want to know what's going on. And, you know, so it's, which is great, and it's very important. And it's, that makes it very important for me to, you know, make sure that I'm getting my work done and balancing all these things too, because at the end of the day, you know, our team and, you know, what's going on, you know, in our locker room and in our program is the most important part. So I have to be more organized than I probably did as an assistant.
Well, we'll let you get back to the more important stuff, but we appreciate you making time for us, Ben. I hope practices go well this week. We'll check in with you again next Wednesday.
Awesome. I appreciate it, guys.
Thank you, Ben. Ben Barr, head coach of Maine Black Bear Hockey here on Downtown. Black Bear Reports brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Give Mike Toole a call at 307-7718 and Bennett Auto Center, 24 Thatcher Street in Bangor, and online at BennettAutoCenter.com.